Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNEdge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a bit of a technical bounce this morning in the grains. Looks like we're trying to find some support. We're being led by old crop. Not a lot of big news other than a purchase of 250,000 metric tons of soybean meal from the Philippines, which is adding a little bit of support. Right now we have July corn at 571 and three quarters, up 17 and a quarter. December new crop at 508 is up 8 and a quarter. July beans at 1335, that's up 27 and three quarters. November new crop 1193 and three quarters, up 18 and a half. July oil at 4790, up 63. And July meal at 412, that's up 290. Crush margins for old crop at 98.50, down 14, almost 15 cents. And we're at $1.66 on new crop. That's down about 6. Wheat is turning around a little bit right now. July Chicago at 609 and 3 quarters, up 4 and 3 quarters. July Kansas City at 825, now up a half after being lower most of the morning. Minneapolis at 803 and 3 quarters, up a quarter. We will see crop progress today, and we should see some mighty, mighty strong numbers coming out of that. September rice at 1487, down 17. September July cotton at 86.23, that's down 49. December at 83.63, down 26. Just can't seem to break through the top of the range. Cattle lower this morning. August at 163.17, down 113. August feeders 233.27, down 203. July hogs 82.25, down 90. The entire commodity space, for the most part, is struggling a little bit. June milk at 16.09 is down 3. Orange juice, a bright spot. July, 266.20. That's up 8 full cents. Trying to chase up. In fact, it looks like we did trade close to limit up at one point today. July crude oil at 71.69 is unchanged. Diesel for July at 234.80, down a half a cent a gallon, while unleaded at 251.41 is up a penny and three quarters a gallon. Natural gas at 239 is down 19, or a drop of about 7.5%. Gold at 1994.60, down 570. Silver at 2387 is down 19. Dollar index at 103.32 is up 12. Stock market generally mixed today. Continued concerns about the debt ceiling are keeping buyers on the sidelines. We do have 1-, 2-, and 3-month T-bill yields that are quite strong, you know, north of 5%, and that, I think, is keeping some money on the sidelines for the time being, but the amount of money available to go into the stock market's actually getting to be rather large and noticeable. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,344. That's down 81. S&P 500, 4196. That's up about 4. NASDAQ Composite, 12,716. That's up 58, or just about a half a percent. Interest rates are generally higher. The two-year at let's do the dollar here. The dollar at 103.32, up 13 in quiet trade. Interest rates generally a little higher. The two-year at 4.30 is up 4 basis points. The 10-year at 3.71, up 4 basis points. The 30-year at 3.96, up 3 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but dry Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.